Well, Mimsy was the bog row and the mum rat that grave.
All right, Anna, your turn.
Beware the
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a buzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Like AJ.
That's right. I'm Fuzzy Wuzzy.
But Fuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
And he wasn't very funny either. And neither are you. We're not funny. Well, we try to help you learn something once in a while here on this podcast called Listen and Learn.
Yeah, we're more about education.
Listen and learn or not.
I'm AJ. I host, they actually let me on the radio here at Hubbard Radio in Seattle, Washington. I host afternoons on Warm 106.9. Lori Hardy here does traffic. And she is a legit life coach.
Yes.
You have a book.
Did not see that coming.
You have a podcast as well.
Enough.
Anna D is the hardest working woman in showbiz.
I'm so exhausted.
She is. You have your hands in so many different things here at the radio station.
Well, some of it we won't mention.
You do a lot of things. You do a lot of
things. But you know what? I saw out the window, there's a big jackknife semi. With its like head detached.
I better go check it out.
Really?
Yeah, run out there right now.
On the freeway?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like right on the on westbound I-90, exiting on a northbound 405.
Oh, no.
Oh wow.
That'll keep me busy.
It's
today.
Like the head's decapitated.
On the truck driver.
Yeah,
is
Bob,
like,
but what do they call it? Bob
it came Gale. Disconnected. Right. A jackknife and came disconnected.
Maybe I should have said it that way. Yeah. I should have led with that.
Well, we are here today to bring you enlightenness. Is that a word?
No.
Who?
You just made it up. But that's okay. I like it.
Enlightenment. How about that?
Oh, yes. Good wine.
Enlightenment.
Yes.
And hopefully learn something here. I'm excited. I'm running a little bit late today. I'm excited because I've been dealing with this foot pain for a while.
You have.
What are you doing about it?
Well, today I spent $170 on insoles and shoes. I hope that works.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I went to the foot store, they're podiatrists and they sell shoes. And it's a store specifically for runners and marathoners like me. Mm-hmm. And I got to stand on this machine and it was really cool. It looked like a white, it was like a scale with no numbers on it, but it was just a white platform.
Like a whiteboard.
Yeah. And a guy had like an iPad and he could see my feet. It was like a 3D image of my feet.
That must have been terrifying.
And I had to stand there for a little bit. And then he said, okay, step off. And then he showed me the 3D image of my feet, like where my pressure points are, where how I stand, how I walk, like where the issues are. And it was so cool. And sure enough, where my left heel, I've been having heel pain and went to the doctor a few months ago. Long story short, diagnosed me with plantar fasciitis.
That's what you said, right?
And I've been stretching and doing all these things,
right. All the
therapy things, and it's just not going away. So the next step was to get into, I think what I need is like the perfect pair of shoes for my feet. And that's where this place came into play. So I got some insoles, and then I found a pair of shoes. And altogether, everything costs about $170,
wow.
$160.
Yeah.
But I figure, you know what, for your health,
right,
for your well-being.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're so active.
I am.
I mean, you don't even sit down or work.
I'm also cheap. So the thought of spending that much money on shoes and an insole
and
made my
you
stomach.
On yourself.
Yes, I hate spending money, and I hate spending it on myself.
Yeah.
But I really
Merry
think
Christmas.
I know, right? That's my Christmas. I told my wife, don't even bother spending any money on me. I bought myself a Christmas gift. That's all I need. So that's
are you wearing them?
I am not wearing them. They didn't have the color I wanted at that store, so it's getting shipped in from Idaho.
What was your color?
I wanted a brighter color. They only had black.
Oh, okay.
And I've had black shoes for a while. I wanted like a nice bright color, so I got like a bright blue.
Oh, okay.
And they're like two tones, like a darker blue, light blue, and it's like a really pretty. And there's like a red stripe on them, so
nice.
That's the one I went with.
Cool.
And that was that. So I feel pretty good about that. I have the insoles in right now, and they're already making a difference.
Really?
They feel my feet feel the heel pain is minimal.
It's only been like a couple hours, right?
It's only been a couple hours,
wow.
And I already feel the difference in what this insole has done for my foot.
That's so great.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Now the pain's, I still feel it. I mean, mm-hmm. But I think with more therapy and with these insoles and with the shoes, it's probably going to help. So if you have plantar fasciitis or any kind of foot pain, go to a foot specialist, like a shoe store that have foot specialists there to measure your feet, diagnose your issues, and that will help.
So instead of a doctor, a foot store?
Well, I mean, I went to the doctor too, but I mean, getting the right pair of shoes, I think a lot of this was caused by me wearing the wrong pair of shoes.
And
wrong
a podiatrist kind is of a foot doctor.
A podiatrist is a foot doctor, yes. But I think a lot of my issues came from just going to the store and buying a pair of shoes and not getting the shoes that were right for my foot.
Right.
And I think the way you run, the way you step, the way you stand, is all into how you run, and your feet carry your whole body.
Right.
Did the podiatrist have the same equipment as that foot store with the 3D?
No, I didn't have that.
That is crazy talk.
I didn't have that. He didn't have that. He was, you know, he checked my foot out, and I told him the symptoms, and he stretched it, moved it around, and he diagnosed it. He said, "Well, this seems like it's plantar fasciitis."
Yeah,
and I've been doing
everything. But the foot store.
It was so frustrating because it wasn't going away.
Yeah.
I was doing everything that I was supposed to do, and it just wasn't going away. And it feels better right now, and I don't know if it's more of a mental thing because of, you know, it's a new thing, and I feel, but hopefully
it works.
Only
2 hours later from a foot store. Foot store.
I feel more relief now than I have in a long time.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm comparing your doctor visit to your foot store visit, and I'm like, you already got results 2 hours later, where weeks later after the doctor you hadn't. That's kind of telling.
That's how important shoes are. I spent me here not liking to spend money. I would be willing to, you know, get, what's on sale? Let me find a shoe that feels good that's on sale. But is that shoe good for my foot?
Right.
And I think all the years of me running and the marathons, that's a lot of pressure and not wearing the right foot. I was a half size off my size.
Oh.
I wore a 13. Suppose I've been wearing 12s and 12s and a half, 12 and a half shoes.
You
should be wearing a 13.
Wow.
So now it's just like, okay, so this might be helping. When I had these insoles in those new shoes, just walking and running up and down the track they had in the store, it was just like walking on air. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a game changer.
See, I wonder if like size 12 is different in whatever Nikes you were wearing before.
Every kind of shoe.
12,
I have a little bit of 13s. A wider foot too, so I have to get a shoe that is a wider foot. And you know, Nikes tend to be, they have wider shoes too, but a lot of Nikes are more for people with narrow feet.
Yeah, white shoes are hard to find.
They are hard to find.
Oh,
they are hard. And my foot is, he said, it's not real wide, but it's a little wider than a normal shoe. And this, whatever he found for me, I never even heard of the brand. It's a European brand. It begins with a D. I'll have to Google it. I already forget the name of it. They've been working and engineering this shoe apparently for several years, and it's fairly new to the United States. So Diamante or something like that. But anyway, that's my story. I feel pretty good. I'm giddy today because my foot pain. My foot doesn't hurt as bad as it has been. So.
Chronic pain is hard, and you have been
so frustrating.
Really good.
Because I haven't been able to run for like months.
That
I haven't been able
stinks.
To run.
Yeah, because you've been running for such a long time.
It's
and
such
now
a big part
can't.
Of my life.
Yeah,
and it's a lot. Apparently a lot of people suffer from foot pain in this country, and there's various causes, and if you're suffering from that, just go to a doctor, but also make sure you go to one of these foot stores that can measure your foot and properly fit your foot with the right pair of shoes. It makes a lot of difference. It really does.
I think I'm going to do that because I run too.
Yeah, even if you have like knee pain or any kind of pain, it could be your shoes.
Like your shoes, the way your the pain in your shoes might be causing could even do something to your back, I hear.
Sure.
And your balance or whatever.
Yep.
So
it's
all
starts with your
that.
Feet. Because all the pressure goes in your feet too.
I know I'm wearing the wrong shoes all the time. I just know it. And I don't change them out like people say after a certain amount of miles, you should, retire your shoes, your running shoe, and go with a new one. And I have had most of my shoes for
I did that too. I mean, they had holes in them, and I would just love them so much, and they still felt good. But we
Mine
can't do that because I don't
want
to say this too loud, but you know what? We're getting a little older, and our bodies are getting, all the wear and tear. You really got to start taking care of yourself with what you put in your body and how you
and
treat
how
your
you
body.
Treat your body.
Recovery and wearing the right shoes. All that is much, and I think I took advantage of that a little bit too much, and I think that's what caused a lot of this.
Like, I'm always thinking, okay, when I'm in my 50s or 60s, I'm probably just going to get a hip replacement, so I'll be fine.
Get all new joints.
All new joints.
I've been pretty lucky. As active as I've been, I've been involved with athletics since I was old enough to walk, and I've never had any kind of knee pain, knock on wood, any kind of injury.
I haven't been involved in athletics until I was well into my grown-up years. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, okay, I made them strong enough into the adult years that I can, like, pound on them now. Yeah. But, yeah, that's probably not true either. Yeah. It's probably no good for me, actually. So
that's, Merry Christmas to me. That's about the only shopping I've gotten done. Have you guys started your Christmas shopping at all?
I'm kind of... I'm mostly done.
You do a lot of online at work?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much
That's why you're working.
I love you, Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's so easy and fun.
So easy.
I'm stumped with my 8-year-old grandkids.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
A boy and a girl. I'm just stumped, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. But are you smelling anything in here? Or are you a little stuffed up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I took my shoes off.
Anna's feet. Let's see. Did I put deodorant on?
No.
I don't think I put deodorant on today. I didn't work out or anything, but
take a bite.
I don't smell myself. Okay, let's see.
What do you think?
Is this the new cosmic apple?
It is, from the University of Washington. And the reason we're doing it today, Thursday, rather than our taste test Tuesday, is because they only gave each store a certain amount, and I didn't want to miss out.
So cosmic apples, these are the new apples that they grow here in Washington. Cosmic crisp.
Is it a mixture of Honeycrisp and...
Probably, and you can see all the dots. I think that's why it looks like cosmic, because
it tastes a lot like Honeycrisp.
Yeah, I that's what I was thinking.
What's better, Honeycrisp or Cosmic Crisp?
What would you say?
They're very similar. That's a really good apple.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Honeycrisp in a while, so I have to taste it again. But that's a great apple.
Yeah, so Cosmic Crisp from the University of Washington.
I wonder if those are available just in Washington or anywhere.
That's a good thing. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Do they only grow it at the UW Agricultural
this
or something?
This is the first year. Uh-huh. So it's the first year they've put it out to stores. So each store only got so much.
Okay.
So many boxes.
Where'd you get it?
Safeway.
Safeway?
Yeah, and I did pay $10 for a bag for Northwest Harvest.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
You know, we're trying to support that.
And Northwest Harvest, feeding the hungry here in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. Our goal is 7 million meals, and we've raised almost 6, and that was as a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So between all the donations we received for the actual harvest that we did last weekend and all the bags that you buy, $10 hunger bags, we're trying to reach 7 million meals.
Yeah, and I like the hunger bags because – before, everyone's like, just buy something and donate it. But I think the hunger bags are more, sensible.
Right.
So we don't have to think of, what to get.
It's crazy what you could get for $10. What a difference that makes.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And that highlights some of the things we take for granted. Something easy like food. And you realize this time of the year, holidays, a lot of people don't have food.
Yeah, true.
Sucks. You know what I mean? There's too many people, too many families. And you see kids that are hungry. It's just so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It is. And those are really good apples. You mind if I have another one?
Of course not. I figured you'd eat most of them. So, AJ.
Yes.
This is really embarrassing for me, but Anna challenged me to tell the truth.
Don't mind me, I'm eating.
I got caught in a lie yesterday. Me!
You? By who?
I'm so embarrassed. So... I used to run a day center for homeless women.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have my phone number. And so whenever they do something, have an event there, they always want me to come and I can't say no. And so one of them contacted me.
Oh, no.
And she said, "What city are you in?" And I thought that was weird. I should have taken a minute before texting back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to lay it out, we work here in Bellevue and I was way north of that. Where she was in between where I was and where we work.
Right.
And so I said, almost to Bellevue.
Oh.
Because I didn't want to say, no, I can't come in.
Yeah.
Because it's right off the freeway. And she goes, "That's weird. Our friend Joey says there's you have a twin in Marysville." I was like,
Which is how many miles? Like,
an hour
it takes like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost
at
an
least.
Hour from Bellevue.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Joey, and I can't see her. And I'm dying because now I'm so embarrassed because you didn't want to lie to a homeless woman,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so I turn around and Joey, who has never driven before but now has a car, is sitting right next to me. So I get out and I hug her and I said, well, you know, I've actually was farther north than this.
Yeah.
And I was driving and I had to find something in my car. So I pulled over and I've got to get to Bellevue. I have an interview. But so I'm trying to get out of it. But I just felt so horrible.
Lori, the little Miss Perfect who never lies, never cheats, never gets mad, never swears, at least we hear. I bet she's cussed me out.
Like a sailor.
Has Lori ever cussed me out?
Not you out. She doesn't cuss you out. But, you know, she.
I swear in defense of others, right?
Yes, she does. Yes.
I will swear in defense of you.
She swears with good intentions.
Yes.
I love it.
So not only that, later in the day, the one who originally contacted me sent me a picture of me in my car.
I mean, okay, that's where I drew the line. I'm like, okay, Lori, first off, you know, if a friend lies and you know it, then I feel like if Lori ever lied to me about, let's say, where she was,
right,
and I knew it, I wouldn't have called her out.
Right.
Like,
I
know you're in Marysville. Right. I would have been like, well, there's a good reason why she lied. She's probably in a hurry.
Right.
You know,
you
whatever.
Just kind of let it go.
Yeah, let it go. But this lady didn't let it go.
Ruthless.
And
ruthless.
She sends her a picture of her in her car right
man.
Next to her.
And I have a unique looking car. And not only that, after it, she says, you have to come to the Christmas party on the 23rd. How am I supposed to say no? I don't have time on the 23rd.
Did you tell her that?
No, I don't like to tell her no.
That is so funny.
I hate it.
Got caught in a lie.
Have you ever been caught in a lie, AJ?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I've been
yeah?
caught in so many lies.
What's the worst time?
What?
I mean, it just, there's never like any bad lies. I mean, I think the worst lie I was ever caught in was when I was about, I would say, sixth grade.
Oh,
I got caught stealing money from my uncle. And it wasn't a lot of money, but it was for, like, baseball cards, and I was collecting those, and I really wanted to get some. And he always had this. And the thing is, he always gave me money. Like, whenever he would see me, he'd give me 10 bucks. It was a lot of money back then, you know,
yeah.
10 bucks, 20
yeah.
bucks. And then I'd always mow his lawn, shovel his snow, rake his leaves. I'd do a lot of work for the house around his house for him. But he always had these, like, $1 bills. He had a drawer just filled with $1 bills.
Yeah, the money drawer.
Whoa, what are you doing, Uncle?
Stuffing them in your coat.
Uncle Tom's got all these $1 bills. Where's he going on the weekend? So I would every so often, I would take a few because, you know, for $3 or $4 or $5, you could get a stack of baseball cards and football cards. So I would take a few bucks here and there, not thinking he would miss it. And then apparently he did.
Oh, he missed it in the telephone.
He knew I was taking it. He knew.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how he knew, but he knew.
Wow.
Adults know
that stinks.
Yep. And he didn't say anything to me. He said something to my dad.
Ooh.
And then my dad brought it up to me.
Oh,
and I apparently
gosh.
Am not a good liar. And I got busted.
Apparently I'm not either.
I got busted for that. And I had to do about every dirty job
aww.
Around his house and our house for like a year. Not to mention I got the ass whooping of my life
gosh.
From stealing from Uncle Tom.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah.
You live back in a time where they could spank.
Oh, man. I got my ass beat so bad.
Don't you feel like today, as an adult, do you mm-hmm. feel like Uncle Tom should have let that go? Because he knows you're a good kid. And it was like 10 bucks.
It was more than that. It was going on for, I'll bet I took probably close to 100 bucks from him.
Okay,
this was over.
Different.
This was over. You know, a few
time.
Months. You know,
okay.
I'd take $5 here, five
right.
bucks there, and
okay.
have, you
coming
know,
home with all these great cars.
And then I think that. After a while, it started making more of a dent. Mm-hmm. So maybe I don't
okay.
know. He apparently was saving the money for something, so he probably knew how much he had.
Yeah.
And after a while, if you got a lot, you know, you don't really recognize it. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute. And then I don't know how he found out. But I guess, wow, you know, there wasn't a lot of people going in his room. And I spent a lot of time at the house. And he, I don't know how he found out.
Maybe they didn't know it was you, but you're such a bad liar.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
Right, right.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. But that was the worst time I got caught in a lie. And I think lying about it made it worse. Mm-hmm. And hiding the fact, and that was the dumb thing. And when you're your kids, we all do stupid things.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, I never stole another thing in my life after that.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a little klepto when I was a kid. I would steal like bubble gum.
You were?
Oh yeah. These little convenience stores I stole
all these
a few
stories
times.
You tell us about.
Yeah. A little Catholic boy.
I was, and I didn't do anything like
the guilty
mean. But I was mischievous. I went through a very mischievous phase, and I was a little klepto for a while. But I literally, once I got caught, I mean, my mom, when she found out, once my mom found out, my dad found out, and I got those ass beatings, I never did it again. I was done. I was like, ooh, no, that was scary.
Like, how old were you when you finally stopped?
Like,
when did you start?
11. I started like 9, 10. Like, 9, 10, 11, off
and on. Okay, so it was a little phase.
It was a little
phase.
That's but that phase got whooped out of me real quick.
Yeah.
Good for your parents.
And I was just like, I was terrified. I was just like, no, I'm not doing that again.
Well, and the whole fact that if you would have asked him, he would have probably given
Yes. And at my Uncle Tom, bless his heart, you know, looking down on us. I mean, he was like a second dad to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after that, we you know, he never held that against me.
No. That's nice.
And once I paid my dues and I had to do all this stuff.
You did all your chores.
He talked to me about it, and he's like, why? You know, I knew why, and I felt horrible about it because he was such a good, almost like a father figure to me. Like my dad, so.
Like later, did you guys laugh about it?
Oh
later?
Yeah.
Like how old were you?
My dad too. Later? We talked about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
funny.
He always that was Uncle Tom saying he would give me the shirt off his back.
Aw.
And and he passed away about 10 years ago. Mm. But man, we had some good times, man.
Oh, well, that's
if you could
funny.
Go back, and there is when you think of your childhood memories, like. The most vivid childhood memory I have is every Sunday we had our family dinner, and it was my uncles and my aunts and my dad's mom, and he had a big family, 14 brothers and sisters.
Oh,
so I had all these aunts and uncles, and that house, my grandma's house on Sundays, is a place that was just so special to me.
Oh yeah,
and that's where my uncle lived with my grandma because he took care of her. She had Alzheimer's and stuff, so he was doing all that stuff, and there's me, his rotten nephew, stealing money from him.
Don't let AJ come over and rob your pond.
That was it. That was the time I got caught in the lie. The worst time I got caught in the lie.
Oh jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
But other than that, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But all the other ones were just like stupid little lies, kind of like that. Yours with your friend, embarrassing lies, but nothing like. Off too crazy.
Well, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to save her from a no. And in the meantime, I look like
she calls you out big and bad.
There's a picture of me.
Right? I know you're right next to me, and I'm taking a picture of you. I got pictures to prove it.
It's like Dateline here. How the videos. Right. Lori Hardy, liar.
Da-dum.
Liar.
Sweet woman who works with the homeless. Really horrible liar.
Lori's life tip of the week, don't lie.
Right.
You will get busted every time.
Called out. Pictures.
Oh,
which leads us to, I'm sorry, Anna, did you have something else?
Oh, no.
No,
I think you did.
Did I?
Yes.
I think I've been caught in a lie a couple times.
We're
going to
call Anna Airhead Anna.
Come on, man.
Airhead Anna.
Like, I guess the one time I got caught only because I didn't feel like going out with one of my friends. And they're like, hey, want to go out? Nah. Where you at? I'm not home. And she was like sitting in my driveway.
Oh.
She's sitting in my driveway. She tells me, she's like, I'm sitting on your driveway. You're home. I'm like, oh, damn. And I think another time was, it wasn't that I really lied. I was sick. I decided not to go to school. I called in sick. Well, it turns out also that it was an evening that there was a big rally for the St. Louis Cardinals because they were in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, Missouri girl.
I went to their little rally, and I think it was called Keener Plaza or Kendrick Plaza or something, and TV cameras were there. And I'm like cheering, and I'm in red and everything, I'm, you know, like makeup on, saying Cardinals with the bird on it and everything. And everyone the next day, hey, saw you on the 5 o'clock news. Teachers and students.
That's so funny.
No fun, man.
That was sick, Anna.
Oh, detention.
Oh, that was like a Ferris Bueller moment for
right?
you.
It totally was.
Right?
Yeah. Save Anna.
Right. Well, people do that on Facebook. They say, oh, I'm out and sick, and then they post themselves skiing. And maybe they're not friends with their boss, but somebody's going to tell
them. Oh, yeah, you can't lie. Yeah, if you're going to be sick, you got to stay off Facebook.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, stay off social media.
Stay off the phone.
Stay off your – yeah, exactly.
Right.
If you're going to lie, do it right.
Right. Be smart about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, be smart about it at least.
I'm an amateur. I'm an amateur liar. What can I say?
Well, is that going to be the theme for our life tip of the week here, lying?
Lie better.
Well, you know, honestly, really, because, I mean, I feel bad about it. Is that I didn't want to say no.
Right.
And so, really, if I would have, number one, thought, that's weird. Why would she say, what city are you in, instead of, like, where are you?
Right.
And number two, let her ask me what she was going to ask me and just say, no, I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry, I got to get to work. That would have taken care of everything. But
yeah.
I didn't want to say no. So sometimes being nice is not being kind.
That's a good one. Being nice is not being kind. Sometimes you just got to say no.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. For more awesome life tips like that from Life Coach Lori Hardy, you can check out her blog, or her podcast, rather, Enough. And then your book is called...
Did Not See That Coming.
Where could you get that book? If somebody said, hey, I want to read this book by Lori Hardy, where could they get that?
Apparently on Amazon, because somebody told me they just ordered one yesterday.
Apparently.
Oh, nice.
And if you want Lori to autograph it, swing by here locally in Factoria at our studios.
Yeah.
Google us.
3650 131st Avenue Southeast, Suite 550, Bellevue, Washington, 98006.
Look at you.
And if you're a creeper, our doors are locked.
Yes.
And they are under high security. So
when you ring in and say, I'm a creeper,
yes.
Don't let me in.
That's right.
And speaking of creepers, can I tell? Do we have time for me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
plenty of time for creepers.
You know what I'm talking about. My sister and I, we do the river walk at the pool. So we walk a figure eight against the current. And it's good for people with arthritis, which my sister has.
Good exercise, too. That'll cause a sweat.
It is really good exercise. And so I will say we're probably the youngest people there. Everybody's way older.
In the pool? It's at a pool?
In the pool, yeah.
Okay.
And they get the silver slippers, you know, from Medicare or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's this guy that comes in. And he is like, I don't know, he's older. He's probably... between 60 and 70, and he has full beard and long hair. And he goes and he gets in the hot tub and he stands in the middle. Okay, when you stand in the middle of the hot tub, where is his crotch?
Ew.
Eye level.
And yeah.
Then he starts doing like knee bends, and then, and then AJ, he dips down, he gets his hair wet, and flips it up and shakes like he's Fabio. And we're all like throwing up in the hot tub.
He's like, hey, ladies, you want a piece of this?
He probably thinks that it was in slow motion when he did that, too.
Yeah.
He's like that delusional.
And he has such bad BO that every cycle around, you have to...
Even after being in the hot tub, he's got BO? It doesn't wash off?
You have to hold your breath.
Oh, that's gross. That's horrible.
He should know better.
He's not supposed to do that stuff. It's disgusting.
He should know better. Yeah. And he worked at Boeing at one time. His life. Yeah. He should know better.
Just because people are smart doesn't mean they have common sense.
That,
you can work at Boeing. You got to be smart to work at Boeing. You got to mean you'll have common sense.
Well, and maybe you know, there's people that do, you know, engineering. Maybe they think different. But you'd think that he would have a clue.
Yeah.
That exercising in the middle of the hot tub.
Doing
and
squats
your
with
hair is not.
He wasn't naked, was he?
Ew!
He didn't have a Speedo on, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
I
that's
had
good.
To leave.
That's good.
Ew.
That's good. Just checking, because you never know. These places that Lori hangs out, I don't know.
With the senior citizens.
Oh, Lori.
So how much time we have?
Well, we got plenty of time.
Okay, when we started, my sister and I, some people think we look alike. We don't think we look alike. But anyway, so we started, and I went with her because you got to have an exercise buddy, right? And so I went with her, and we were, you know, you meet people, you talk, and we'd been going probably close to a year. And we always go in the big changing room. We're sisters, and we don't like being in with all those skinny little girls in the, you know, swim team. And so anyway, we're in the hot tub after about a year, and this guy's talking to my sister, and she says, oh, yeah, well, me and my sister. And he goes, that's your sister? And then he yells out to everyone in the pool, hey, they're sisters. So they thought we were partners.
Oh, no.
Partners?
Yeah, you know, gay partners.
Why would they? Oh, yo, whoa.
Oh, Airhead Anna. We need a bell for Airhead. Every time Anna says something, it's airheadish. We're going to hit a bell.
And not that I have anything against that, but she's my sister.
All right.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Did it really take you that long to figure out what
really
the partner meant?
No, it really took me that long.
Oh, my
sorry.
Gosh. Because Anna, you need to go home and get some rest.
I have talked to her about her sister for so long that I can't even imagine somebody saying that about you two. I couldn't even, even if you flat out said it to me, which you did, I can't even fathom someone saying that.
We need to get a bell in here, seriously. Every time you say something, ding, Airhead Anna strikes again. Ding.
Oh, no.
Love it. All right. Well, I think that's about it for this episode.
There was one more thing we were going to ask you to sing us a song.
Me?
Your favorite Christmas song.
What?
Which would be
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Oh, a hippopotamus will do. I don't want a dog. I don't need the toys. I don't need the valley toys. I want a hippopotamus. I don't know all the words to it.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
Sing along.
That just really makes me happy. Every time you are in that studio or even here,
right?
Just right in, you know, in front of us, he sings. It is so loud and happy.
So one of the sales ladies asked me, she said, can you hear him in your studio? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got soundproof
the other
walls.
Station, yeah, the other station I do traffic in, you're the you're the music bed.
Oh.
Whatever you're singing that day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so not embarrassed. I'm going to be singing louder today then. That's great.
Oh,
I'm glad
do.
To know that I'm your soundtrack.
Bed, yeah.
When we hear you, we are just tickled.
It. Sometimes, you know, you just got to get through the Christmas. I'm getting into the Christmas music more now. But yeah, we've been playing it for so long, and you can only hear Jingle Bells so many times.
Over a month now.
Before you're like, okay, enough. So I just start singing along and do my own version.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, will you post your cookie picture on our Facebook page so people can see how awesome you decorated that cookie?
Oh, the cookie, yes.
Cookie versus Pinterest.
Oh, yeah. I nailed it. I found this cookie decorating thing on Pinterest, and I did my version of it. And I'm telling you, I nailed it.
I know.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm so proud of you.
Yep. Wait till you see
check it out.
Yep. You'll be
our
proud.
Our Facebook page, Listen and Learn. Listen and Learn dot or not.
Listen and Learn dot?
There's a dot in there.
You put
there.
A dot in
did
there.
Did you mean to?
Where?
In the title.
It says listen and learn.
Dot.
Or not.
Oh,
or
really?
Not.
Yes.
That's the name of our Facebook page.
Okay. Listen.
You were going to talk about the picture. I posted just a new picture, Listen and Learn, up there, but she has some Seattle skyline pictures.
Yeah. I like actually yours.
Oh, for like the background?
Nice. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The background? Oh, okay, great.
Besides the one where we're covering up Anna and she's having to peek around us.
Oh, yes.
We got a Facebook page.
I think we need to take more pictures.
Okay.
Actually, let's take one right now. We're going to take a
right
selfie.
Now, again, no makeup on.
Oh, who cares?
We would never guess because you're so cute.
Who cares?
Come on.
Okay. And the apples. These are the cosmic.
We'll Photoshop.
Cosmic apples.
Okay, hold on.
Cosmic apples.
There we go.
Oh, no, he's got food in his mouth.
All right, there we go.
All right.
So the picture, the new picture you see up on our Facebook, Instagram, wherever else today will be the one we just took. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tolerating us. And we'll do it again next week. Believe it or not, we are less than 2 weeks away. Is that right? Less than 2 weeks away from Christmas?
Yes, we are.
Like today's the 12th, so a little over 10 days.
Yes.
All right.
Oh my God.
Make sure you guys buy me something nice, okay? Nothing under $100.
Yeah, he wants a hot tub, the sea salt hot tub.
Hot tub. I want a hot tub.
Yeah, I was planning on getting him that.
Thank you.
How about one of those old people one where they have
the
door?
Oh, you just call me old?
Well, you're complaining about your body getting older.
Listen and learn.
Or not.
Or not. And Anna D may be back here next week. Or not.
I'm back.
Bye.
Tune in and find out.